5. Botany. Listen to a discussion in a botany class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Today we will be discussing two widespread diseases that roses are vulnerable to. Gardeners know how difficult roses are to take care of since, well, they can be susceptible to various fungi and bacteria. We'll talk about these rose diseases today. The first disease we will discuss is black spot, caused by a fungus. It's one of the most severe diseases that affects roses.
Let me guess. It causes black spots?
How did you guess? It can be detected by the characteristic development of round black spots which spread out throughout the leaf, changing the rest of the leaf into a yellowy color. It causes the affected leaves to fall off prematurely. If nothing is done to control black spot, well, then the entire plant becomes weak and won't blossom as well. It's worse after wet and warm times of the year. So the best thing to do is keep the plant as dry as possible. Preventative maintenance, basically. Now then, on to the next disease. Rose rust is also brought on by a fungus. Any guesses as to what this one does?
Well, I don't think it actually causes rust, since roses aren't made of metal.
Actually, rose rust causes orange spots to show up on the leaves and stems of the plant, so it looks like rust. If the rose is badly affected, then an orange dust will appear not only on the plant, but also on the ground below it. Usually, brown growths appear underneath the leaves, and the leaves become twisted. After that, they die and drop off.
Like black spot, wetness is the rose's worst enemy.
As for preventative measures, it's best to make sure the plant stays dry. So watering in the evening is out, and, just try to control the humidity around the plant as much as you can. So, with that said, are there any questions?
1. According to the professor, what are the symptoms of black spot? Choose two answers. Two. What does rose rust cause? Three. What are the two rose diseases caused by?